The moment Google announced 20% of its workforce could permanently work from home marked a seismic shift in professional life. This wasn't just another tech company policy change. It signaled a fundamental transformation in how we think about work. For centuries, the office has been more than just a workplace. It's been the epicenter of career advancement, workplace relationships, and professional identity. Moving away from this model threatens to upend trillion-dollar industries while simultaneously offering unprecedented flexibility to workers worldwide. When COVID-19 forced offices to close, what began as a presumed two-week experiment quickly extended into months and years. At the pandemic's peak, 35% of employees worked completely from home, not in a hybrid model, but fully remote. The economic impact was staggering. 20 million Americans lost jobs in the first month alone, with women disproportionately affected. Despite these challenges, both employers and employees initially reported positive experiences with remote work, though colleague relationships suffered. As the pandemic wore on, however, corporate enthusiasm began to wane, with leaders like Mark Zuckerberg questioning whether remote success was merely drafting off existing bonds rather than creating sustainable new ones. Remote work isn't actually new. It traces back to the 17th century putting out system, where textile merchants distributed materials to home-based workers. The modern concept of telecommuting emerged during the 1970s Los Angeles smog crisis as an environmental solution. By the 2010s, about 20% of employees worked remotely at least occasionally. What's often overlooked are the career penalties remote workers historically faced. Studies at companies like Sun Microsystems showed in-office employees received 1.5 times more positive performance reviews than remote counterparts with identical output. Remote workers were 40% less likely to be promoted, as advancement typically requires building relationships with decision-makers through informal interactions. The water cooler effect, those spontaneous conversations leading to mentorship and opportunities, proved nearly impossible to replicate virtually. To compensate, remote workers developed sophisticated impression management strategies, sending detailed updates during off hours, volunteering for high visibility projects, and maintaining green status on communication platforms well beyond standard working hours. This led to burnout rates 27% higher than office-based colleagues. Individual contributor roles proved most suitable for remote work, showing 23% higher productivity. But team-based remote work faced unique challenges. Virtual team members waited nearly 3 times longer for responses and were frequently excluded from critical decisions. Remote work's impact on productivity shows mixed results. A Stanford study of Chinese call center workers revealed 13% higher productivity among remote workers, mainly due to repurposing commute time. Workers saved 80 minutes daily, with 70% of that time going to work. When given choice in work arrangement, productivity rose another 4%. The U.S. Patent Office saw remote examiners process 4.4% more patents yearly than office-based staff, saving $120 million in 2019. Even one remote day per week reduced sick days by 31% and improved performance by 3-5%. However, challenges exist. Remote workers face 12% lower promotion rates despite equal performance, and new remote hires underperformed by 18% in their first year. Virtual meetings took 20% longer than in-person ones, and agile projects saw 15-25% decreased sprint velocity. Remote workers scored 9% lower on company loyalty, while virtual teams experienced 2.5 times more conflicts than co-located teams. Remote work expands hiring beyond geographical limits, increasing access to diverse talent pools and skills. However, virtual environments can weaken social bonds, making employee retention more challenging. Two primary remote models have emerged. The two-tier hybrid model separates permanent remote and in-office workers, often creating inequities in visibility and advancement. The choose-your-own hybrid model, adopted by companies like Citigroup and PwC, allows employees to select their remote days, typically 2-3 days weekly. The flexible model presents scheduling challenges, particularly when employees prefer the same remote days. Solutions include mandatory office days, like Apple's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday approach, algorithmic scheduling systems, or team-negotiated arrangements. Location-based pay remains contentious. The argument that high wages reflect skill value rather than living costs has led some organizations to adopt national salary bands based on role and expertise rather than location, acknowledging that talent value isn't geography dependent. Most employers are embracing workplace flexibility, with surveys showing 72 to 82% expecting increased remote work options. About a third anticipate 40% or more of their workforce being primarily remote, though some companies like Amazon and Goldman Sachs mandate full office returns. Real estate decisions reveal companies' true intentions. While organizations like REI and CVS have reduced office space by 30 to 50%, tech giants like Google and Apple are expanding their physical presence. The vast majority, 92%, are planning hybrid approaches rather than fully remote or on-site models. The return process requires careful management, similar to onboarding. Workplace dynamics have shifted significantly, with COVID losses, remote hires comprising up to 30% of staff, and year-long absences. Though initial reunion excitement typically spans 4 to 6 weeks, sustained engagement needs structured reintegration programs. Organizations must clearly justify office presence requirements. Successful returns emphasize specific benefits like mentorship and spontaneous collaboration rather than vague appeals to normalcy. Many companies are redesigning offices to highlight valued in-person experiences, supported by welcome back programs featuring upgraded facilities and team-building activities. Clorox demonstrates how pandemic changes can drive workplace transformation. Their headquarters renovation eliminated private offices for collaborative spaces with remote-friendly technology, reducing office space by 25%. Their model now combines core office staff, remote workers, and flexible arrangements, leveraging this disruption of old habits to enable meaningful organizational change. Organizations shifting to remote work must adapt traditional management practices. Building culture becomes challenging without physical interactions, but companies like GitLab and Buffer succeed through extensive documentation, virtual social connections, and clear communication protocols. Performance management has evolved beyond FaceTime metrics to focus on deliverables and outcomes. The shift to continuous feedback and regular check-ins with remote workers has proved valuable and should extend to all employees, replacing traditional formal reviews. The pandemic has fundamentally reshaped work arrangements. For tech startups, prestigious office addresses are becoming less important, with venture capitalists now viewing expensive leases as potential red flags rather than markers of success. While pandemic migration showed movement from cities to suburbs rather than to fully remote locations, the implications are complex. Edge cities built around office parks may struggle more than urban cores, lacking the cultural amenities and community connections that make cities naturally attractive. Leaders must look beyond real estate savings to address the substantial management challenges of remote operations. Traditional offices, despite their costs, provide vital benefits: knowledge transfer, mentorship, social accountability, and contextual information that's harder to replicate virtually. This disruption offers a unique chance to reimagine office work, but the window for transformation is closing. Organizations that successfully build virtual communities while maintaining their core values will likely lead in the post-pandemic era, creating workplaces that optimize both remote and in-person approaches.